It's you versus the robots from Mother's Day.
Oh, man.
Who does your mom love more, you or ChatGPT? That's what it all comes down to.
ChatGPT, it is everywhere. I saw something the other day that said that AI for doctors had a better bedside manner than actual people.
Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, we're going to see. What does ChatGPT say about writing in Mother's Day cards? It says there are many things you can write inside a Mother's Day card to express appreciation and love towards your mother. Here are some suggestions, according to AI.
Okay.
One, thank you for being the best mom in the world and for always being there for me. Mm-hmm. Seems straightforward.
Yeah.
Two, you are not just my mother, but also my best friend. Very cliche, ChatGPT, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three, I may not say it often, but I appreciate everything you do for me.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say that that's a bad one. No.
Well, but come on.
No.
It's hacky, though.
It's easy, but it's there, and some people forget. It's a layup, yes, but it's good.
And then you are the most amazing mother in the world, and I'm lucky to be your child. I love you so much, Mom. And then it also reminds you to be sincere and heartfelt in your message.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, are we getting whooped by robots already?
No. ChatGPT, I got news for you. You're basic.
Okay.
I kind of agree with John. It'll give you the basic information, but it doesn't go deep. You know what I mean?
You gotta remember that this thing is hooked up to a computer the size of a toaster right now. Wait till it's hooked up to one that's the size of a submarine.
You know what it's not hooked up to?
What's that?
A soul.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. Producer John, Raven, okay, let's start. Each of you are going to read your poem that you wrote for your mom, and then we're going to see who wrote a better poem, you from your own brain or the robots in ChatGPT.
Well, you know, Anna, that's where you're wrong, because my poem doesn't come from my brain. You know where my poem comes from, Raven?
What's Let me guess.
Where does it come from, Raven?
Your heart.
Anna
your soul.
Knows.
It's your soul.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go. Ready? So, millions of moments, some big and some small, from when I was young and when I was tall. From hugs before school, buying my favorite toy, and now helping me out with my little boy. You've always been there, so let me just say, I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
That was very nice.
That was nice.
I feel like ChatGPT wrote that for him.
Man, you know.
It was pretty good.
All right.
I mean, maybe if he wrote like 80%, he changed like one line or two, and they were good lines that he changed.
All right, so I have four selections of poems that ChatGPT, Chat AI wrote. Let's hear.
Okay.
Thank you, dear mother, for all that you do. You are the one that makes everything new. With your loving care, I am so blessed on this Mother's Day. I wish you the best. Happy Mother's Day.
I think he won.
I think John won that one. Human won.
That was awful.
That was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Go John.
It's not bad. It's impressive.
Score one for the humans.
Raven, small details. Your turn.
All right. Keep in mind that I'm not a musician, but this is one of those singing cards here. So it's set to tune. I hope I keep the beat, John. Probably yes. I'll miss it. Here we go. Mother, I tell the world how nice you are. I tell the world I'm sorry I crushed your car. How I love your baking mother.
Do the big note.
Mother!
Oh, yes. Oh gosh.
Always ready with a hug or kiss. And never did a birthday I miss. You're still the dog's favorite babysitter. Mother! It just goes on and on.
I don't think that's a poem, but it was lovely. It was very heartfelt.
Thank you.
Let's see how ChatGPT did.
Happy Mother's Day for the best mom around. You lift me up when I'm feeling down. Your strength and grace are truly sublime. I am grateful for you all the time. Happy Mother's Day.
I gotta say, Raven, I think you win.
Yeah, right? Definitely. I think we smoked that robot so far.
That's right.
All right, well, right now, humans are beating the robots 2-0. But what happens when Sean and me try to give this a whirl? We're going to find out next. I feel a lot of pressure not to blow this.
I mean, we're up 2-0 right now, okay? So honestly, the future of mankind is kind of depending on you.
It's humans versus the robots for Mother's Day. We went to ChatGPT and we asked to write four Mother's Day poems. Each of us, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, each wrote our own poems, and then we played them back to back for you to decide who did a better job. If you missed it a few minutes ago, both Raven and John were crowned the winners of their battles.
Yeah, we were superior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we win.
Now it's up to me and Sean to see how we do. Sean, I'm going to have you go first because I feel like your poem skills are pretty awesome.
All right, you ready for this?
I sure am.
Mom, Anna asked I write you a poem to prove humans have more heart than AI. So thank you, Mom, for raising such a weird, tarantula-loving guy. I hope this short poem expresses how I think you're a wonderful mother. And I hope it's a better gift than anything given to you by my older brother. Shots fired, Jonathan.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Right
that
across the bow. Let it know.
Yeah,
it was real.
Yeah.
That was the thing, is it landed real.
Yep. All right, let's see how ChatGPT did.
From the moment I was born, you were always there, loving me, nurturing me, and showing me that you care. On this Mother's Day, I want to celebrate all the blessings you bring. And the love that's so great. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
What? It didn't even rhyme at the end.
Yeah, at the end, I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm noticing about this?
Yeah.
Is that ChatGPT does a great job with, like, a school essay. It does a great job with, like, breaking down, like, you know, what something is. It's like a fancy Google search. But it can't convey heart. It cannot convey emotion.
Because it's a robot.
I don't know. I'm worried about next year, though. A little bit more development. All right. I mean, 3-0. Right.
Yeah, Sean, you won.
Let's go. Anna Zapp. You can do this.
Anna.
You can do this.
I've worked so hard over the last 24 hours on this. Ready?
I wouldn't say that until it was over. Yeah. All right. You got it.
Mother's Day isn't just a day to have a mimosa. It's a day to be thankful that your mama doesn't live in Nova Scotia. Rolling in her 5.0 with the rag top down so her hair can blow.
Oh.
You were always her shorty, but now you're 40. You're sorry for the days you made her scream, but on this one day, it's your chance to redeem. For all the times we made you cry, today you get eggs and a Mai Tai. Happy Mother's Day!
You know what? I feel like I don't even need to hear ChatGPT's.
It finished a little bit stronger. It had a moment.
There was a moment where there was a hiccup. The word redeem?
Yes.
The word redeem was heavy, and it was layered in all the ways.
And I like when you went shorty, and then now you're 40.
Right.
It ties it together as now you're an adult, and you still love your mama. All right. Do we want to listen to the robot? Do you care?
No, we have to listen
have to
the
to,
robots.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
You are the queen of our household, the light in our lives. Without you, we would be lost adrift in the tides. On this Mother's Day, I send my love and wish you all the blessings from above. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Did somebody die in that one?
I was going to say, dude. I mean, at one point, it went crazy deep.
Like, yeah, the robot upped its game.
They were trying really hard.
It went philosophical.
They didn't even quote Vanilla Ice. Not even once.
I was going to say, theirs didn't read as if LL Cool J was a ghostwriter on it. I will say that.
Not for nothing, but I think we just whooped GPT today.
I think we got it this year.